Proclamation number 4767 of 27th of October, 1949. God's wooing of the renegades. You humans are children of my love, and this love determined me to approach you, who have voluntarily distanced yourselves from me, again and again, and to court your love. Yet you are without love in return. Your hearts are cold and my courtship is in vain. I only win very few hearts which give their love to me and long for my fatherly love and return to me in order to never separate from me again. Yet my love never ends, and I will never cease to woo that which became apostate to me because it believed it could exist without my love. For it is my share. It is strength from my strength which I will never ever want to do without because it is the emanation of my love, thus of my myself. What has gone out from me must inevitably return to me again because it belongs to me. And therefore you can certainly keep yourselves willingly distant from me, even for eternal times. You will nevertheless not be able to prevent me from reaching out to you again and again to fetch you back into the kingdom of love. You will nevertheless become and remain my own for all eternity. I love you, I desire you, but I don't force you to return to me and love me again. My love, however, signifies supreme bliss for you which, however, you will only feel if you give me your love. If you hand yourselves over to me, if you completely submit your will to mine, not out of fear but out of love. I don't want creatures who have to bow down to me because I am powerful, and therefore they are free to believe in me or not. They shall not be forced by the evidence of my existence to surrender to me, but only the love in their heart will give them this evidence, but then I will already have won them. Then they will have voluntarily become mine. But whom I have won, whose love belongs to me, I draw to my heart and never ever leave him, and he will feel my love wherever he goes and stands. I will take abode in his heart and constantly stay with him. I will give him the evidence of my love. He will hear my voice in his heart. The father will speak words of love to his child and I will constantly instruct him in accordance with the utmost truth. Amen.